Welcome to another episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. This is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
This is Josias at For the Villain on Twitter. What's up, guys? What's up, RG? How you doing?
What up, Joe? How's it going?
Good, man. You ready to rock out another episode?
Yeah, so we've come across another list. It's called The Biggest LA Dating Deal Breakers.
Okay.
Which
Several things.
We're not from LA. Or
thank God. Nah,
no. But it inspired us to kind of come up with our own and just ask around and just come up with our own list based more on kind of like stuff around us and maybe hopefully other people.
And we were thinking how to dissect this one too, so we also tossed on / red flags.
Yeah.
So it's deal breakers for dating in LA, quote unquote, guys.
Yeah.
But red flags, like, okay, so deal breakers in a first date.
Well, first couple of dates when you're still just in the initial dating stuff. So just initial things like.
And red flags when you're on a first date.
Yeah, there's certain things.
This is not first date etiquette, but this is are going to be our opinion piece.
You think this would be more common or common sense, but unfortunately a lot of people still fall for this. So hopefully this episode will help people.
Or people are unaware that they actually do these things.
How
or
stupid
are
they?
These people. Yeah, exactly.
Or uninformed.
There you go. The perfect. That works.
Love blinds all or something. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So
okay. Do we want to kill the list first, or do we want to go through our list this week?
We can. I think you just do the back and forth.
Okay, we'll let's be do fine. Back and forth. Okay.
We'll just start off. Do you want to give a little synopsis, or just good to go?
Let's do first the way we've been doing it, I guess.
Okay.
Let's do you shoot one at a time. I shoot one at a time. We'll see how much of ours are similar, how many differ, and how many we got going, I guess, for that.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. So you want me to start off?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
This
I haven't been out of dating for a couple of years, but unfortunately, I've seen this still, so a lot of these are still going on, so this sucks. So my first on my list is when you're on a date, and the woman talks about her kids with multiple baby daddies.
Ooh. I love it.
Yeah, because you're like, oh,
yeah. Am I daddy number 5? Do you want? Am I?
She makes bad decisions. She's a breeder.
She's a breeder.
And you're like, you hear the alarm going, like, wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
Wah.
Okay, you know what? Perfect.
You know what? This was a great time. Here's my ear. We're going Dutch, right? So here's my half.
Okay. You know what? I would have to say for me is and I want to go off of a weird list myself. I like how you went so quickly. I would say clinginess.
Oh, stage 4 clinger was it?
Yeah.
Oh, except it was Isla Fisher.
It was
Isla.
Oh,
except for Isla Fisher.
I like crazy, but too much crazy is crazy.
Okay. So
okay, so I got clingy.
Yeah. So right off the bat, like holding onto your arm, trying to like just be all on you, like but like. Oh, huggy and stuff?
And in your business and, like, everything. Like, well, not necessarily in your business, but yeah. Okay. A little too much. I'm Lotso from fucking, you know, Toy Story 3. I'm a hugger. That means leave me the fuck alone. Go for it.
All right, mine. So you're talking to her. She's like, oh, yeah, I haven't really dated since my ex got locked up.
Fuck, snap, dude. I love it, dude. Damn, your mind went fucking dark on these. I like
these
it.
These are all unfortunately, like, I haven't come across, I mean, I personally, like.
Really? Because it sounds like. Yeah,
I haven't been. But I, oh, man, so many, like, friends of friends and friends that are dating or friends that are, like, on their, have ex-husband. Oh, my God. So.
Okay.
It sucks. But, yeah, it happens.
Okay, mine would have to be, next one is going to be just when they're straight out rude. Just in general.
Like, there's a, oh, right.
When you're on a first date, or especially first date, like you could see kind of their personality.
What show was, but the guy's like, how'd your date go? It went great. Either she's really funny or she's really racist.
Okay.
So that's when you're saying like, I don't know if she's being funny or she's just really mean.
Okay, what you got? I got rude, so.
Oh, hey. When I appreciate a strong-headed woman.
Okay,
my mother, my grandmother, I come from a long line.
Yeah.
My wife, everyone, they're very strong-headed women. So nothing against that. I love it. But this is usually a red flag for me when I hear, I do what I want.
I don't think I've heard that from a woman.
Because,
in a joking sense.
Because the way they're saying it is like saying, like, I don't give a damn about your opinion. If I feel like I'm going to do something cool. And that's great. Do what you got to do. But when you're, like, trying to have a relationship and you're trying to connect with somebody, don't automatically tell them, your opinion is not worth much right now because what I want, I want. And I'm like, okay. But to me at that point, it's like, I get it. You're independent. You want to do what you want to do. That's great. But at that point, the way you're wording is making it sound like
I'm
F your opinion.
You know what? I will piggyback yours in a different way, and I might go a little darker.
Oh, what?
Is when the broad feels just entitled, which is kind of like that, like...
Okay.
Yeah. It's a darker way to look at it, but yeah, like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Like, high horse, bitch. Like,
entitled. So this is funny, because it was a friend, but this is the other way. So she was dating this guy who's bougie.
Ooh,
you know what bougie is, right?
Yeah, Darcy.
Okay, kind of like that, but a little bit more. Kind of pretty boy. Okay. So bougie. So we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Sorry, Darcy, if you listen.
So we went to the Mexican restaurant, and you know how they have salsa bars, which is cool. Like, little salsa bars. You can go add a little sauce, whatever you want, whatever.
Yeah.
So he walks up, and he's sitting there, and he goes, "You're telling me I have to get up and get my own salsa?"
This did not happen.
I was like, dude, whatever, like, I thought you were pretty cool, like, fun to hang out with, but after that, I'm like, oh, dude,
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, there you go. Inside. So, yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
Kind of like you're making me get my own, like, dude, it's a salad bar.
You know shit.
There you go.
Mine was that one.
So. Okay, so I'll do the next one. Okay. So, I'm my family's from Mexico. I was born here, but...
What?
I know, right? But, oh, my God. It's just some of these warning signs. Like, I'm all about, like, my family, Mexico. I'm very proud of where my family and I'm from. So, that aside, when a girl starts preaching about mi raza, because it feels...
God.
And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I get where you're coming from. But when you start preaching it that way, it comes off a little bit too, like you're going to get locked up soon.
Yeah, like, you don't have a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah, because like, you're like, right? It's like, oh, my God, we're just trying to chill. Like, don't... We're not trying to... I don't know what. But, like, there's certain words, like... I get it, but I don't think you're using that word right.
You know what? I'm going to piggyback yours again, and I'm going to go in a fucking weird direction too, but still save the top of the deal. And there are lists, so that's kind of cool. Dumb, just can't hold a conversation, kind of arrogant, I guess. So all those incompetent, which is kind of like the broad you just mentioned, right?
Okay.
Now, or what you don't like.
Did you win with the whole...
Yeah, I slashed them all. So dumb. Just can't hold a conversation.
Here's another thing.
I guess.
Airhead-ish. Here's one of the things where, like, unfortunately, I appreciate a good personality, smart, intelligent
guy.
No. But this is where it goes. It sucked. So I think I told you the story. It was like around high school. I got high school. I got this opportunity. I was, ended up kind of going out talking to this girl who I told you ended up posing for Playboy.
Oh, dope. That was a good story.
So, and she's tall, beautiful, tall, blonde. And I'm like, this is 18, 19-year-old Arj. And I'm like, oh, this girl's like, okay. She's like, she's calling me up, texting me like, we should go to lunch, should go eat. She's like, wants to spend.
Yeah,
I'm like,
tell this story because it's actually a good
story.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, cool. So, I'm like, cool, yeah, let's just meet up somewhere. We'll just have lunch and hang out. Like, and she's like, okay. I was sitting and going like, I was trying to start a conversation and everything. She just kind of like either flew over her head.
Deer in a fucking headlight.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God. I'm like dragging her through. And I'm like, I can't. I'm trying to like get past this, but I can't. And it just sucks.
And it doesn't matter how hot you are.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you not like, this is totally hurting me. So
I love that. Yeah, that's a good story though. But you know what? I've been on dates like that too. And it's like,
no matter how you gotta have, yeah. I appreciate it too.
Some sort of personality, conversation or something like that. Okay. So that was yours or mine?
That was mine.
Okay. My next one would be...
Oh, no, that was yours.
That was mine. You're piggybacking. Oh, no, good story, though. Go ahead.
Okay, it sucks. I'm a sports fan.
You know, I'm Ted.
I know your
team.
You're
bandwagon.
And this guy.
That's cool.
I enjoy my Rams, and you enjoy your...
Steelers.
I'll say 49ers. Yeah, you're Steelers, because of that... Never mind. Long story. Anyway, so you're Steelers. And I have cousins... in my family that are victim of this or a part of this.
Oh, my God. I know exactly.
So, I mean, full respect for owning your own team, but when a girl starts going, Raiders, Raiders.
You know what?
And I don't mind it, but maybe if I wasn't such a sports fan,
yeah,
okay with it. But it's hard for me to date out. It sounds terrible. To date outside my team circle.
We need to deep dive that one.
Because I'm a Dodgers fan. But I can't. It's hard for me to even date an Angels.
We're gonna deep dive this one real quick.
Sports,
dude.
And all that. And keep in mind, my wife. Luckily, yeah, she kind of rooted for Angels. But when we got married, luckily, her grandparents are hardcore Dodger fans.
Okay.
So her family came from Dodgers, so it made it easier. So okay. For some, that's just my personal thing, but it's what it is.
Agreed. Okay. We're gonna deep dive. I'm gonna take it down a different road real quick.
Okay.
You know, Dodgers fans are also 99% of Raiders fans are Dodgers fans, right? Like, in case you missed it, like, you know.
My wife's, remember I told you my wife's grandma?
Oh, that was dope, dude.
I've never mentioned the Raiders, never in my life. But she's like, oh, he's Mexican, likes the Dodgers. She gave me Raider pajamas one Christmas.
Well, yeah.
But I've never once mentioned Raiders.
Everyone assumes, dude, like the way you guys put yourselves in this
my pocket. My granddaughter's husband is Mexican, likes the Dodgers. He must love the Raiders.
That's awesome, dude. Okay, here's another deep dive, if you don't mind going down this road, since you did mention your wife. Question, dude, when your little girl gets older.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel if she becomes a San Francisco Giants fan?
I wonder why. Okay,
why
okay.
Not?
Here's the thing.
And you're good. you're good about sports. Like, I can shoot the shit about you, and we can bust each other.
Is this because the other episode are you trying to get me pissed off now? Okay, the thing with sports is, okay, say my daughter for some like goes to college in up north, and she becomes a Raiders fan. Oh my god.
Vegas.
Giants fan, or she dates a hardcore Giants fan. I'm not as hurt if she roots the right way.
Okay, how about if...
if she just roots, kind of like her mother, just to be a hater?
And that's what
that's when it gets on my nerves. If she's just like... because it's taunting me or something. If she roots and she's... I can tell she likes the team and knows her stuff about the team, the players, the stats.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know we're going to have intelligent arguments.
How about if this happens? And again, just a deep dive. But, okay. But if, you know, it could happen. Let's say she's going to know about sports regardless because of you.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say, like, she finally forms her own opinion. She knows about sports by this time. And she's like, Dad, you know what? You've taught me enough about baseball. And I want to challenge you on sports. So, you know what? I want to go against your team so we can have fun conversations and it can be fun bickering. I like same type of deal though, but like essentially she's breaking your heart.
Yeah.
You get all sad.
As long as he's coming at me with facts, figures, but again, stats.
You know she's gonna bring it.
I'm okay.
You know she's gonna bring it.
I'm okay as I can be. Because I want her, like, rep. Because I remember, I think I told you, me and her took a father-daughter picture, and we both had Dodger jerseys.
You told me about it.
Yeah, so hopefully you can keep that going. But it's just the whole thing. Like, I'm okay with other team fans, Raiders, 49ers.
All of a sudden you're a Raiders fan?
I'm okay as long as you hit me up with stats.
You know what? I'm down with that. Okay.
Yeah, because to me, like, if you're not hitting me up with stats or records or whatever or players and this and that – to me, you're just somebody who's using a team to try to hate on other people.
Definitely. Okay.
You're not a true fan. True fans know their team.
And you know what? Let me piggyback yours because that's a good one. The whole Raiders. No offense. Like, I know some cool Raiders fans.
I have Raider friends in my family and I get along with them.
Yeah. You know, but I would have to go this route. You know, to piggyback yours is women that have a team of whatever sport.
Oh, okay.
And they just say your team sucks regardless. It's like your team's playing their team and it's like your team sucks. Our record is like we're above 500. You guys have barely won.
But they just want to talk shit.
Yeah, and they just want to talk shit, but they don't know their own team players' names and they can't talk numbers or stats. It's like, you know, my running back is mowing you down right now by himself, right? You know, Antonio Brown just fucking put up 21 on you by himself, right?
Who's Antonio Brown? And they're like, no!
But okay, so to piggyback yours, I totally back that up, dude.
What do you want? Like, I love the Yankees. Who's your favorite player? Jeter? He hasn't played in like 5 years.
You know what?
Alex Rodriguez. He hasn't also played in 5 years.
Exactly. Okay, so next one for me would be demanding is a red flag for me.
Okay.
Like, just demanding.
I think that kind of goes too with the I do what I want.
Yeah, you know, I was going to pick it back.
It's one thing is, like, strong-minded, having their own opinion. Another thing's cool, because you can have a nice conversation.
Definitely.
Another thing is when they're just feeling like everything's going to be a battle with you, and it's like, at that point, it's like, dude, we're doing this at, like, dating? How is this going to go on? So.
Agreed. Go for it.
I think they all kind of... Oh, my God.
Just go there, dude.
I'm trying not to, like...
Go to the dark side, dude. Pull out the fucking guns, dude.
Hold on, guy. Oh, no. Oh. I just... Okay.
Stop being a pussy and shoot it.
You, tattoos... I'm not against tattoos. To me, like... tattoos that are, like... anywhere above the neck.
Okay.
It's like certain things, or like
You know what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just like I'm into like artistic tattoos, but then when you have like, who's that? Oh, it's my ex tattoo. But he's okay. I'm not here with him anymore, so don't worry. But I'm like,
don't worry. I'm gonna get it covered up.
At this point, I was like, no, that's probably like a red stuff like that. Like,
but it, at that point, too, okay, red flag for sure. But at the same time, it's like, wow, like that was a bad decision.
Well, because also my wife always told like, I think putting tattoos of people you're dating, it's like
it's bound. Rec-
yeah, you're asking for. For, like, the universe to be like,
karma to be like, you know what?
The universe is like, oh, I see what you're doing there. Permanent? Okay, I'll see how permanent it is, so.
Awesome, I love that. Okay, that was yours. Okay, here's my next one, dude. It's going to be people that are, and again, I don't, I'm not women bashing. We're not women bashing at all.
No, because this goes both ways.
Not aware of people or facts.
Oh, how about this when they quote, but they're way off. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. They're yeah. like, well, they're a know-it-all, but they don't know anything.
Mm. That's an interesting way to fucking put it. Okay.
Okay, so I have another one. Just
go for it, man.
Unless,
I still got a few more to go.
I mean, everyone has their own taste and everything when it comes to food, but girls that are overly picky with their food.
Interesting. I actually have that, dude.
Because, okay.
I have,
I've known.
Deal breakers on a first date is too picky of an eater. And I even have a name on there of a coworker of ours. And we didn't try to date her or anything like
that. No. We've gone out to eat a bunch of us.
And we know her. As a person.
And and to me, it's like, I could not. It's frustrating because I'm a foodie. I like to try different foods. Like, you know, I like my different stuff. I'll go anywhere from, like, sushi, pho, Italian, Mediterranean.
You're a food truck guy, too. And actually, yeah, just random spots, really.
Yeah, random stuff, you know. And, like, there's stuff I really like. There's stuff I don't like. But, you know, I don't like onions on my food. Some people do. But, that, like, it's okay to be, like, but there's some people that, like, will just butcher their food. Like, oh, I'll order that. But or they try to go somewhere with not American food, but they try to ask for a hamburger.
Yeah.
Or they order tacos plain with nothing on them. No seasoning. Or it's like, I'll just have a quesadilla.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is a great restaurant. Try something
exactly,
different. I'll just have a quesadilla.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. My next one's going to be is she doesn't have a job.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I know. I understand. People.
The economy is rough, I guess.
It is. But like, how long have you been out of a job? What would be your your answer she would give you where you can give her a slide?
It just depends what she's doing. If she's been like just bouncing around, she's like, oh, I just got fired from you got fired from a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, and I don't look at it. I would date a chick that had
yeah,
a
but
job working.
Whatever, at least you're doing something as you're working or you're doing something else. But the fact being like, oh, you're too good for the job.
Yeah, I don't think I'm too good for a chick like that, though. Like, but
I'm
yeah.
like, yeah. And then you're like, oh, great. So now, it's going to sound terrible. But now I'm like, oh, great. So when we're dating, I'm going to be – you expect it because when you're a guy, you know, you ask a girl how you expect to pay. But also you're like, oh, my God. So it means everything's going to come from me. And then she can be like, oh, can you just ask me for borrow money? Because then you start seeing, like, other red flags pop up.
Yeah,
But I get it. I think if it's, like, depends what you're doing and your mindset – but then she has a good head on her shoulder. I'm like, oh, she'll bounce back.
Yeah, definitely.
But if I see her kind of like those people are like just not motivated.
Yes, exactly. Then it's a kind of a red flag, right?
No, yeah, not motivated.
My next one's going to be is she talks down to you or even people in general, which goes with the whole kind of what you said too, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any more?
I don't think so.
I think she feels entitled twice somehow.
Twice, that's how much
so
I feel.
So technically, yeah.
Oh, okay. Another one where kind of went with the no job. Also, when she expects you, doesn't even try to pick up the bill.
Interesting.
Or not even like pick up the bill, but like she'd be like, oh, like kind of like, at least reach for your wallet, but I'm like, I'll pay or whatever. Yeah. Or if you go out somewhere, she'll be like, I get dessert. Like to me, like that's the opposite. If I see a girl that goes, I see a girl. When I was dating, if I see a girl was like, oh, thank you for dinner or something like that. I appreciate it, you know.
Yes.
Let me at least get you dessert or let's go get dessert or go somewhere. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
That means
I don't do dessert.
I don't want you for money. Like, I appreciate what you've done. Stuff like that. Because to me, a turn off is just like her going like, well, here's the bill. Kind of puts it in front of me and like, here we go. And I'm like, ooh, I don't want you to see me like that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, completely agreed. One of the last two is going to be she lies.
Okay. Oh, I get you.
Now, just in general, like, I think I'm honest to a fault.
Yeah.
To a point where it's like, you know what? Yes, I'm a jerk. I do work a lot. Like, I have a lot on my plate. Like, that's one of those things that irks me where it's just like, but don't play games, I guess, goes into that category. You guys want to piggyback on with that? I got one last one, and actually, I even have they never pay for anything.
So, yeah, so that one.
As one. My final one. Do you have any other ones?
Before you drop her home, she's like, can we stop by the store? And you have a, you buy your groceries. Cool thing. Wait, did I just buy your groceries?
Yeah, my final one is going to be, and this is more of a deal breaker when you're in a relationship already, would have to be they try to change me. Like, they see you the whole time, and it's like, okay, I know my faults, but I'm telling you everything straight up down the line.
Yeah.
And then I've past relationships I've been in where it's like, I must change to size. I'm going to be the one that changes.
I will change you to size. I will fix you. I will make you. I will not fix you.
Exactly. I'm not broken. Exactly.
No, Josiah, you're broken. I will fix you.
I'm misunderstood. Ooh, he's a bad boy. I like bad boys. But
that's no, way. Leave me alone. I know. Yeah, we went through this.
So that's my last one. It really, they try to change me. Just don't try to change me.
Well, yeah, because like, I'm fine. No, you're not. Don't tell me my life. Don't tell me about my life.
Exactly. All right, man. So you can go down on that list, and then I got one more.
Okay.
We're going to bust out something else on top of that list. So now you go 20, and no, you go. That was the list I just gave.
Oh, my bad.
All right. Now let's start off from 22, and these are going to be, again, are the Los Angeles dating.
Okay. Am I going through it? It is very low. I think that's why we decided to kind of do our own. Our own because
and this spin is very, off of it.
Yeah,
and deep diving.
This is very, I get it because we live next to LA County, so
I love the fucking Orange County. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's but this is not town. This is not like just from knowing the vibes in LA and all that. This is very LA.
Do you feel there are more fake people in LA?
I think in certain no,
not really.
It's Orange County. So it's pretty even, but
more fake.
LA County. Yeah, LA County has more of a like an entertainment vibe.
Okay, which is true. Now let's go through that list, and then we're gonna jump into a few more lists that we have.
So I'm gonna go through this and let me know if any pop up, anyone pop up,
If or we anything. Deep dive any of these, please. Let's just fucking go down that road, dude.
So number 22, so and so only eats at food trucks.
That's you.
That's nothing wrong with that. That is wonderful. It's like they bring the delicious food to you.
He's off the fucking.
Okay, I'm 22. I'm already out.
All right, go for it. What you got?
No, okay. Oh my god. Here's the thing. I like food in the walls. I like hole in the walls.
I like hole in the walls, dude. Give me hole in the wall.
Here's the thing. When my wife started dating, or this is when I knew she was going somewhere. Like our second or third gate, I took her to if anybody's from like San Ana or been to San Ana, El Toro.
Hmm.
And she loved it. We had tacos and just sat in the car and talked and had tacos. And she loved it.
That's a cheesy thing. I love the fuck out of that.
But she didn't care that we were just, because El Toro is not, there's no seating there. You get your food and you take it somewhere else. But it's good. But
it's
just
excellent.
But it's like a hole in the wall.
It's a carniceria. Yeah. Now, on top of that, if you go to the liquor store literally within that same spot, they give you, if you buy a box of fucking Modelo's Crunch, a box of anything, ice. They're like, do you want some ice with that? And they will hook you the fuck
And they
up.
Put it in a bag, so when you show up to the party, the beer is still cold.
Ready to go, dude. Fuck yes, love that. Right,
so that was the big plus for me, is like, you enjoy a hole in the walls.
Anyway. But foodie chicks? But only because I don't think I go out enough. If I knew a foodie chick, I would like
they're
it.
They're fun because adventurous. So they,
yeah, definitely.
But this one says only food. I don't eat only on one. To me, it's like 5% of the time.
All right, go for it. Did you yell everything?
I do, yeah.
You're
everything.
A fucking pussy, dude.
I know. Well, especially when I'm like, I like when I'm out of the area, like I'm somewhere we're not familiar with, I like to yelp and be like, try something new. You know?
True that, true. Go for it.
Okay, number 21. So-and-so never has street parking.
That's in L.A.
That's in L.A. because all the apartments are true. Oh, my God. L.A. County and San Diego County.
Like, I don't think I could date a girl in L.A.
This is how I got really good at parallel parking. I dated a girl who lived in L.A. I got really good at parallel parking because where she lived in an apartment, so I got really good at parking where I had 3 inches on each side of my parking spot.
Yeah, that's I'm the same.
Then I'd get out, I'm like, how the hell did I get in this spot? So you get really good at parallel parking when you date somebody from LA. Number 20. Oh, okay, I get it. This one. So also works in PR. You know, public relations. Yeah.
I guess club owners or
no. PR would be like just people trying to sell you something. They're trying to they do like spins on stuff. PR like they're the ones that like work for companies and work on the images and all that. It's something kind of fake too because they're really good at spinning words. So maybe you feel like
you know what? That's a good point. Okay, I'm totally down with that.
It's like dating an actor, an actress.
Okay,
because you're like, damn, you're really good it's messed up.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, what else you got?
What? So-and-so is named Kramer?
L.A.? I guess. Silicon Valley?
If anybody will let us know maybe from L.A. County or there knows what... Silicon terrible. Valley? Like, what, I mean, Kramer, what being named Kramer means or a reference?
Let me know. I kind of like that as a fucking nickname.
Nah, it sounds terrible. It sounds like bad reputation. That's like, thanks, Kramer, man. You brought her. Number 18. Where's your bell?
I gotta ring my bell.
Where do you keep it? I've never seen your bell. I heard it, but I've never seen it. Okay. Number 18. So-and-so knows someone from your high school.
Is that a red flag?
Is it a red flag?
You know what? I'm the single one, and if I was dating anyone that knew any of my friends... No. I mean, in high school, I think I was cool enough. And even my friends that I have now from high school, and there's only a few wrestlers that I really talk to and care about and give a shit about. No, I don't think they would bash me, dude.
I don't know if I ever dated somebody from high school. I dated somebody... That's stupid. I dated somebody from elementary school. I mean, this is years after elementary school. Not like in kindergarten.
I thought it was someone who knows someone from your high school.
No. That's what I'm saying. I've never dated anyone...
That knew anyone you knew.
That I went to, did I? I don't know. If I think of it, I can come back.
Yeah, we can jump back. Go for it.
Number 17, so-and-so is a magician. I think he's a deal maker.
I kind of think so, too.
If a girl's like, you can make what disappear where? I'm in.
Idiot. You know what? Touche.
What do you mean you want me to guess where you keep your wallet?
That's not a wallet.
I can show you a trick, and I'm like, oh, check, please.
You know what? I'm down with it. And technically, I'm a magician because I always carry smoke bombs on me.
Oh, so stupid.
What you got, dude?
Number 16, so-and-so is in a band. A girl? Ooh, I'm okay with a girl in the band.
You know what?
But it depends. How serious? If it's like,
and would you be cool with her touring? Like, she's hot. Or even just in a band?
It depends.
It gets a lot of attention. So groupies and shit like that.
But at that point, it's like...
How secure are you in yourself kind of deal?
But it's the whole thing. Like, I guess it's secure. Like, well, okay, I learned a while ago. I'm very
insecure.
And my wife knows this. I'm very secure. I'm not a jealous guy. Not because I don't care. It's just that a long time ago... I came upon a time in my life where I was very jealous. Mm. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person anymore. That person sucks.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, I'm like, don't take this the wrong way. Like,
I've never been
that
guy, though, dude.
But like, I was like, I noticed it. I'm like, this is stupid. And I told my wife, it's not that I don't care. It's that I trust you 100%.
Exactly.
And my rule is like, if this fails or any relationship, dating, whatever fails, it failed. We're not going to like try and like... how do you say, like, hard. Like, if you fail, one other person does something wrong and it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You have to have just faith.
Agreed.
If you can't be, if you're going to be always worried about the other person, it's not worth it.
And if it's insecurities on whichever.
But if a girl's in a bed, cool, I'll date. I mean, serious is a different thing. Yeah. Throw a date or whatever, blah, blah.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, this is, I don't know, I've been out of the game for a while, so maybe you know. So, Tinder profile pic is a headshot. Or Tinder profile's headshot.
Tinder. Okay, I think I've tried Tinder before, and it's just a swipe right or left.
Yeah.
I haven't got hits, but technically on Tinder or in a dating site, the thing that pisses me off, and I'm going to get a little bit fucking
behind. No. Is it the picture from above? Oh,
yeah.
You want to take a picture?
The just size picture?
I only have one.
Come on, no.
I don't take selfies.
Oh, come on. Every other thousandth picture.
And then our executive producer, Victoria, she's like, all these pictures are selfies. And
look
I'm like,
at my shirt. They're always dope comic shirts.
So you had to get them in there, too.
Or my Steelers gear.
But I'm saying, to use a red flag when you see a girl's picture on, you never met the girl, but the girl's picture online, and it's like, she's taking it from like above?
Yes. Well, no. The things that piss me off are, for some reason... women that
in the bathroom
are jumping
dirty bathroom
in pictures.
Oh,
dirty or, bathroom. Or bathroom selfie pictures. Yeah. Like for some reason, like
that's how many mirror you have.
Yeah, serious shit. Like how many people do? Anyways, go. But that's a weird one, right?
Yeah, I know. We talk about anyways. Okay, so we said that one. So and so has an improv group. I'm okay with that.
I'm cool with that too.
I wouldn't. It sounds terrible. If I was single, I wouldn't. think it'd be dope to date a girl that does improv.
I think so.
A good sense of humor.
And it keeps you on your toes. It keeps her on her toes.
I think it's fun. Because you see a lot of like people that have been to improv and like, they're really dope. And they're quick with everything because they learn.
Exactly.
It'd be fun to be around.
Keep you on your toes, yeah.
This is a red flag for me, too. Lives in the valley.
You know what? Yeah, out.
Then the valley.
We're done with that. Enough
valley's
said.
Far. You have to like cross L.A. to get to the valley.
Enough which, said.
Too far.
What you got?
Ooh, okay, how do you feel about this one? So-and-so, number 12. So-and-so is an actor.
I would date Natalie Portman. And Milana Ventro.
Squirrel Girl?
Why did Squirrel Girl part? But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, like you tell her to take off her tail.
Okay,
never mind. Okay. Here's the thing with actors. Like, what if she's really good at acting? And you're like, fuck, is this real?
And then that's the thing, though, where it comes down to insecurity, though.
Or she starts crying for you. And she starts crying with you, and you're like...
Yeah, but you would think, like, if she would date you, she doesn't want any of the actor lifestyle. And she wants simple. And she likes you. You would think.
I could picture her crying, and you'd be like, bravo. 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 Great job. Great acting. Senior classes are working at.
That would be me.
And she's actually crying.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck you.
You're not even an actress.
What you got?
Number 11. So-and-so moonlights as a DJ. You date a female DJ?
I would.
But it's the same security.
If she asked me, though, like, I would really want you to see me this weekend.
Come to my...
Yeah.
And make you like, part of her world?
That's the thing. Like, I would definitely request a night off from the second job to go see her spin. Yeah. But as far as, like, doing every night or every weekend, it's like, sweetie, that's not my world. That's not my thing. You know, let's do this when we hang out.
What if she's, like, a rock DJ?
Still? Dude, you know how much I work already? Like, there's lack of sleep? No, dude. Nah.
Ooh, this one, this one's anytime.
What you got?
It's funny, because it's like girls dating guys, because a lot of them, like, if a girl wore, I think it'd be okay.
What's LA? Now, so?
Yeah, so-and-so wears a fedora. I like girls with baseball hats.
I love chicks.
If a girl wears a baseball hat or she wears a jersey.
I love chicks in sports gear. Yeah,
make sure she wears like a blue and white jersey. Oh.
Give me pinstripes all day
long, like,
baby.
It was never like, ooh, lingerie girl. I'm like, no, you can just wear a jersey.
Fedoras don't turn me off. Like, they look cute. You can rock it.
Remember Federline?
Yes.
There's always a joke. Oh,
let's keep going further because we have a few more lists to go to.
Look up the Federline collection.
the league.
And everyone watch the league. It's a great show. Number 9, so-and-so doesn't have a car.
You know what? That's a huge red flag. It's almost comparable to...
You can't get anywhere. Can't go anywhere. Maybe that's why she's single.
To not having a job.
You can't go anywhere.
Not having a job is kind of within that boundary, I
guess. Okay, but what if it's just unlimited? Like, she just... It was an accident. She that car.
Okay, that's the difference.
But what if?
Cool.
Nothing against Victoria, executive producer. What if she doesn't know how to drive?
You know what? I've dated younger girls before too, and that's not a good thing.
That's what I was gonna say. What about when they're old enough to
drive? I love older women. Like, you know that about me. But
older women doesn't know how to drive.
If I was at the age appropriate when I could be dating a younger girl again. I was like 25. She was 21 at the time.
Okay.
And so this was years ago. Mm. And I taught her how to drive. So it's
funny. That's when one of my girlfriends, one of the girls I dated, same thing. She didn't know how to drive. But this is when I was like 18, 17. So she was like 16. So yeah.
And it doesn't.
I taught her how to. I knew when she didn't know how to drive, and I knew her all the way till she knew how. Remember the first time she went on the freeway? I pissed myself. All
right, let's rock and roll, man. What you got?
Oh, here you go, Joe. I know it's a deal maker for you, but let me see. Number 8. So and so is all about CrossFit.
I know some hot chick CrossFitters, but oh my gosh, you guys tore your ACLs so quickly. It's so awesome.
Remember, the number one rule about CrossFit is.
You talk about CrossFit all the time. That's enough said on that. What you got? Andrea, is it a red flag for you?
Depends. If she's like
you
look
at. If she's hot.
Like, how's being hot a red flag?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go for it.
I mean, I've seen how high the CrossFitters can jump.
Yeah? And how easily their ACLs get
tore. They're like just popping like old rubber bands.
You kind of did. What else?
Number 7. Oh, okay, man. I don't get this one. I live in LA, but maybe it's a LA thing. So-and-so lives in Santa Monica and you don't. Is it because they just talk about Santa Monica a lot?
No. How about maybe because Same thing we've been talking about is we're from Orange County. We wouldn't date somebody from L.A. So Santa Monica compared to you get to...
It's like, ooh, you have a L.A. area code? Please tell me you just moved from L.A.
Kind of. Go ahead.
But it's funny area codes where you exchange phone numbers.
You want to do local. I mean, it's something easier.
Ooh, your number's... Ooh.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Okay, this is another L.A. being an entertainment city or a county. So-and-so shows you their reel on the first date. See, it's an acting thing when they show you, like, their clips of different things they've done. Kind of like...
Yeah, I don't think that's... I want to know about what you do. Like, I'm going to ask about your job regardless every day because if we have relationship, I'm going to want to know how your day was. So at least I can relate to, like, okay, I don't understand your world, but at least I'm going to... I want to know what the fuck you do.
Okay, but the same thing is, like, she's always showing you other stuff. Like, look, another thing I recorded. But, like, every day you're like, oh, let me show you. I'm like, oh, God, she's gonna show me a reel again. Not like first date, but like overall, like you see, like crap. She's just gonna.
Well, you're lucky. You're tied down.
Yeah, I know what you say. You're lucky. You're tied down.
It's like, how do you tell a new girl now? Like, yeah, I have work of several side projects that are like, like that's comparable.
It's like, oh, when I was right away for dating, and like I was around, I was going to Comic Con. Everybody told you. So I'm like, oh, I told, well, my girlfriend at the time was like,
idiot.
I told her, hey, I can't, I'm going to be gone this weekend. Mm-hmm. And she's like, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to Comic Con. And she's like, no, seriously, where are you going?
Comic Con.
Yeah, but I'm like, Comic Con. And she's like, seriously? I'm like, yes, I'm going to Comic Con. So she's going on, and like, I'm like a week went by, and it was getting to the week of going, and she's like, you seriously going to Comic Con? I'm like, yes, I'm going to Comic Con. And then, what do you call it? Even her mom was the same thing. You going to Comic-Con? And I'm like, yes, I'm going to Comic-Con. Yes. Like,
yeah, it happens. Go ahead. We got a few more, and then let's kill it, because we got to go to the next one.
For sure. Okay, number five. So-and-so's a vegan. I'm okay with that. As long as she's not, like, jumping that on me. Yeah. If she's like, I'm okay with what you do, like, but I'm a vegan. I'm like, cool.
You know what? I'm down with that. Okay, I'll back you.
And luckily, I met a lot of vegans who are responsible.
Okay.
Like, they bring their own food or do stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm down with that, too. You know, as long as you don't shove it down my throat, like, you have to do this, too. Yeah, for sure.
What else? What's up with, like, Santa Monica, Malibu? Number four. So-and-so's parents live in Malibu.
No, no, mine.
It's far. Because Orange County.
No, we don't have to go see them all the time.
I don't know if that's house. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, kind of. Right.
Okay, number three. So-and-so carries their small dog in a purse.
Oh, you know what? Fuck them. For some reason, fuck them.
And then Joe's like, Magneto, get back in my backpack. Like, we're rolling out.
Awesome. Autobots transform.
Magneto, right. Dude, you know where to go, buddy. We got to go. Awesome. This girl's crazy. And he's, nicely Magneto rolls out of your backpack.
Touché. What you got?
Number two, so-and-so is crashing on someone's couch. Ooh.
You know what? This one is not relatable to me, but I can see it because I moved back into my dad's house a while back, and hence the second job. It is what it is. So now when I'm dating someone, there's that huge disconnect where it's like, this is either going to be a deal breaker. Like, I need my personality to shine right now, but I can't be fake either. So I want to be the most honest person I can because there's no way to make yourself look good in those situations. But it's like you're doing things for a reason. So if she's like, well, this is my situation and X happened because of X, it's like, well, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Well, I get it because when a previous girlfriend, when we were dating, she had kind of like a falling out in a way with her dad.
Okay.
So she had to move out. She was going to college. So she was still needed, like, so she moved in. And slept on a co-worker. Fellow.
As I'm drinking.
No, I worded it so bad. No. Okay. So, like.
That wasn't the
I didn't
red
even
flag?
Notice it because when I said it, I'm like.
That wasn't
wait.
The red flag?
And then you laughed and you're no, that's fine. It's normal. No, I was like, it's cool. It's fine. I knew the guy. It's cool. No.
No, he's a cool guy.
I didn't know the way I went. I'm like, wait, that's not right what I just said. And then you laugh and I'm like, oh, no, that's not right at all. No, what I meant to say is like she had a falling with her dad, so she had to just get out of the house.
Okay.
So she moved in and she was sleeping at her friend's apartment. But she was sleeping
not
on his
couch.
Because he had a small apartment.
As long as you're, it's understandable.
Well, like, and yeah, and it was fine. I was cool with it because he's gay and it's, sorry. But anyway, so he's like your gay friends, whatever. So I'm like, cool.
You slipped on your gay friend. Good job for you.
Yeah, no, that's
how did you
cheated with a gay guy. Okay, I'm really weirded out. What's going on?
All right.
No, no, but she understood. She had it stuff, so she had to sleep on the couch. She doesn't understand. So I think if you're dating with somebody, if they understand your situation, that's a plus.
Yeah.
If they don't, then you're like, I don't need this because I don't need to constantly have to explain myself.
Yeah. Okay, now, ladies, just to let you know.
Oh, hold on, one more. This one. This is number one. It happened in the Senate. Number one, so-and-so into Scientology.
You know what? Kind of. You know what? Yeah,
I'd go on these 3 dates. I'm curious about it.
You know what? I would.
I want to hear. I want to hear what it's like. Because I don't. As long as they haven't heard, they didn't tell me. I don't think I've ever been around a Scientologist.
You know what? Agreed. I'm kind of curious about the deep dive you can do.
Yeah. So it'll be great. Hopefully we don't get sued by them.
Okay. And again, one more time, ladies and gentlemen. This is pretty much a. Just so you guys know, we're not coming just from the male perspective, which, you know, we did say it's...
A lot of these are both ways. A lot of this works both ways.
If we hit anything on our own personal list that you guys agree with or even disagree with or that we didn't even hit, let us fucking know. Like,
cool.
Hit us up on Twitter. We're going to drop our links in a bit, but definitely hit us up. Like, and as we're talking about these, please, you know, let us know, like, you guys missed this, this, or that. We love the fucking
feedback. Because we know different parts of the country have different problems.
So. Exactly. True that. Now, we did poll a few of our co-workers at the office, some female co-workers. That way we don't come off again like we're biased.
Yeah, we asked them, like, just give us your opinion so that way we can come, like, that's most of we might have not.
Okay, so we're going to end it now with the 13 reasons, 13 dating red flags for women.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go through our coworkers list and their short list.
Cool, yeah.
All right, so the number 13 is going to be you don't glow around him, I guess. What? He doesn't make you feel special. I don't know what fucking glowing is, dude.
Okay.
Number 12, okay. He doesn't value giving back.
Wait, is this like...
This is shit talking on men. Number 11, he can't risk acting like a fool.
Maybe being himself around you?
Kind of, or just having a good sense of humor, personality, where it's like...
He's afraid to... Yeah,
be okay, himself.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, speaking of, number 9, his sense of humor is a little too biting. That would probably be
too
mean.
Insulting? You mean?
Okay. Yeah, no, you kind of. Yeah, buzz.
I've been on my wits pretty sharp.
Number 8, the rules change all the time. Actually, the rules are arbitrary.
It's like, as long as it's benefiting me. I get it. It goes work both ways.
It does. Yeah. Number 7, and we kind of brought this up, is he talks down to you. I don't talk down to a woman.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Number 6, he never passed communication 101.
He doesn't communicate. I get it. Yeah, okay.
Number 5, you feel isolated.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad. Again, yeah. Number 4,
find a balance.
He's a little too private.
Okay.
I'm the complete opposite of that. Like, try to avoid me. Like, my life is an open book, so, you know, I'm completely cool.
I get it.
Number 3, can he apologize?
Works both ways.
Agreed.
You can admit to your mistakes. I can admit to mine.
Number 2, is he really emotionally invested?
Works both ways.
Agreed. And number 1, he expects you to do all the work.
Works both ways.
Agreed. All right, man. So those are the women's ones. So let me run through Roslyn's real quick because hers are pretty quick to kill, dude.
The Roz.
Roslyn from The Office. She says, number 1, does not offer to pay 100% on the first date.
Oh, look at Roz.
She put bad body odor. Is
okay,
it
yeah, say both ways. Yeah.
Okay, and she went more physical. That was the most physical. We didn't go physical at all. Like, physical appearance.
I know, right? Leave it to a girl to go physical.
I know, right? Speaking of that, let's talk about the conversation we heard. Now, fuck my life. Okay, so the women are talking about going through pictures of men that are like...
Hot or not kind of deal.
Yeah, that's exactly
hot. Ooh, no, he's hot, but not my kind
of... And my one of my podcasts was ending, so it's like, did I hear that?
And my told...
And if RG looks at me, he flags me down. He's like...
Is it... Okay, this is weird. I'm like, it's weird. If we were going through a list and saying like, "Ooh, Joe, do you think she's hot?"
Ooh, I totally fuck.
Dude, like 6 weeks from Sunday.
Oh, we would put it nicer though. We'd be like, "Yay nay." Just a simple yay nay.
I didn't brought her, but I'll wreck her.
She's not creamer, but yeah, I'll fuck
I don't know what creamer. I don't know what creamer means, but yeah, I'm all in. But if we said it, we'd be like, "Oh, you picked guys over here," and we get talked like, "Ooh, these guys just talking down to women," but then. We always hear women going like, ooh, that guy's hot. Ooh, that guy, whatever. Like, I can crack a walnut on his. I'm like, what?
Now, double standards. Now, this is what I was trying to tell you, but it's like I didn't want to bring up old wounds because the last time prior to the painting thing we went to, when Darcy was out, they I was the last dude, and it was nothing but the woman. And someone started just attacking, like, ooh, that guy's cute. It's like, dude, go talk to him. It's like, but if I were to talk to someone that's 23, because homeboy is 23, and you're my age, if not older, X person is. And she goes, no, that's because it's okay for me to talk to younger people, not for you. I'm like, so why is that? Because I'm able to do it, and you're not. Why? Like, that's a double sense.
Yeah.
And that was a huge – it turned into an argument because it's like
– girls, cougar it up, man.
You know, but at the same time, it's like, but I can't do that.
It's anyone. That's just – no. I get what you're saying.
So, so Rosalind's last one. Again, leave it to her to go physical. Smoke crack. Get really mad about stuff. Punch walls.
Crack.
Other things. Next, it will be me.
Oh, good. I got to talk to her about that. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I like that's number two. Smoke. I like number one is the paint. Number two, smokes crack.
So, we love Roz. Okay. She's one of the bros, dude.
I love that she added, oh, I got to talk to her about it. Gets really mad about it. Okay, yeah, so anger issues.
Yeah.
Angry. Same thing with girls. I know you girls know, like, that get angry, and I'm like, dang, dude, why are you so pissed? Punches walls. Wow, we're gonna talk to Robin about some of these.
Producer, what is she?
Victoria, executive producer Victoria added to this with her list, which were really good. I was like, wow, I didn't think of these. Number one, doesn't use basic manners.
Agree, that's a good one.
Open door, basic opening doors.
Say that, but yeah,
being a gentleman. Good job. If you're not a gentleman, like on first date, you're like, you got
to kind of putting yourself out there to get fucking acts.
Stop. I mean, this doesn't take that much work.
Nah,
I'm not
really
telling you to kiss anybody's ass. Just do basic. Yeah. Treat them the way you treat like somebody, a female you really care about, which you should. Anyway, they're pushy.
You know what? Yeah, kind of what I was saying. Dude. Entitled or like demanding. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Keeps interrupting.
It's all about me.
Yes.
Fuck my life. Yeah.
And the one I didn't think about. Bragging, oversharing, trying to show off. Did you see my car? Did you see what kind of night? Did you see how expensive my purse is? Did you see all this? Did you see my expensive vacation I went? Do you see?
You know what? 100% agreed on all.
Because I think when they're doing that, they're either there's insecurity problems,
insecurity mixed with a,
or they're valuing inanimate objects or valuing more
bougie
than
top of deal too.
Yeah, man. No offense, like I have friends that are bougie and I love them. Like,
yeah, same.
They're good people, but I'm like, dude,
there's
know
a certain point where it's like,
this like is I've true. Known her, I've known her like. When she's bougie, and also known her when, like, I run into her when she's sweatpants and just chilling.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, dude. And she has, like, her glasses on. I'm like, dude, you're such a cool person naturally. Like, why do you don't have to act anything. You're awesome just the way you are.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyways, I love her. But, well, anyways. Hates animals.
You know what? Yeah.
I didn't think about that one, but
it's so stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what? I'm going to jump back on Tinder and fucking post pictures with me and Magneto now.
Selfies.
This fucking
but,
guy.
But, yeah. Because to me, it's like, I currently don't have a dog. But growing up, I did have a dog. You have your dog. And it's like, okay, I'm not telling you we need to have a dog if we end up together or marry, whatever.
Yeah.
But you at least have to acknowledge that I love dogs.
Yeah.
And
I love animals.
Living things. Especially if you want to have, like, kids or anything in the future.
You kind of have to.
You're like, wait, if you don't want, like, you don't want any living things? Okay.
What you got?
Okay, I'm gonna skip this one. I need to think about that for a second. Too agreeable. Your joke. You're right, Joe. Great job, Joe. Good choice,
you
Joe.
You know what? You're damn fucking straight.
Yeah, you're right. About time you get to my greatness. Thank you. Can you tell your friend about my greatness? Right?
All your hot single girlfriends. Tell them how great I am.
Here, I got a list of numbers. You call them out. Tell them how right I am about everything. Okay, there that one.
All right, what you got, dude?
Checking phone constantly.
You know, I hate it. Hate it. My ex was literally like that.
But you got to understand it. I need to see the sports scores. But.
Okay, true that.
But
true
but also, that. Like, if I'm watching, like, say, playoffs, and she's like, why do you care? Because it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
I will be like, oh, I'm checking the playoffs. Yeah. And so she knows. And my wife knows how big a sports fan I am, so she knows.
Same.
During the playoffs, she knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's it can why, be basketball, football, baseball, or because I play fantasy sports.
Same. We need to be up on it.
So she gets
it. And on top of that, like, now you're going to notice yourself more little by little, but, like, the social media aspect, like, posting shit up, it's like, I want to post up, do all my social media, get it out of the way, that way I don't have to.
Okay.
It doesn't take time away from the date time when that's what it should be about. So, yeah, agreed.
So she, okay, now I understand what she was trying to tell me. Believes in gender roles.
You know what? That's an interesting one.
The way it works.
That's actually a good one, dude.
Apparently. I don't even know what I'm trying to say with that word. Especially with my wife, we just get stuff done. You know?
You're damn straight we do. I agree
with
you.
We just get stressed. We don't care. Like, this is what you need to do. Like, something needs to get picked up. Sometimes she cleans up. Sometimes I clean up. Sometimes she does dishes. Sometimes I do dishes. Sometimes I do dishes, but she puts them away. Sometimes we're always kind of just whatever needs to get done. I cook. She bakes.
Which is, okay, the middle ground.
I do. I wash laundry. She folds laundry.
Yeah, yeah.
So stuff like that. So we just more about, like, just finding it. And it helps out. Because I'm not going to let...
You mean you don't put an Al Bundy, dude?
Yeah, I know, right? No, I just... It's just easier. Like, especially, like I said, anybody married just makes things easier. Don't start shit when you don't have to.
All right, man. So what else you got?
Last one on her list. An attached mother. I like how executive Victoria, she put attached mother. I'm like,
you know what? That's kind of a good one. You know what? Go for it.
How was I going to go with this? Okay. I love my mother.
Ladies of our listeners, please let us know how you feel about this. This is an interesting one, which we didn't go after at all.
I didn't think about it. That's
funny. That's the darkest one, probably.
I love my mom. And, like, I don't... And, like, she's not... Luckily, she's not attached. But, like, you got to understand... I get what they're saying.
And there's not to be attached. Yeah.
But, like my mom, even she's weird about it, where she's, like... Even when I got married, she's, like, I like to keep my distance because I don't want to be that mother-in-law.
Good. And so she's aware of that.
Yeah. So she's always like that. She's very, like, hesitant. Like, okay, this is what I think, but you guys do whatever you want. My mom's very, like, the opposite. She's very, like... Like that. And luckily, same thing with my mother-in-law. She's very,
but
like...
But apparently it's a thing, dude.
Well, because, yeah, you don't want... It's
Let's deep dive that.
It's
sometimes.
The same thing. Like, if you're dating a girl, and you meet her dad, and her dad's like, F you, I'm the only man in her life.
You know what, sir? Then we're going to have great conversations together, because you just met your match.
And yeah, and you know what, sir? I knew we were going to have problems with your Ravens jersey.
Yeah.
Fisticuffs,
yeah.
Guy.
Dude, square up right now, fool.
Square up, fool.
No, you know what, though? Parents love the fuck out of me. Like, all my relationships.
I'm very likable.
You know what? You are fucking likable. And your fucking hair looks great.
And my wife's mother-in-law always tells her, she's like, you're my favorite son-in-law. I'm her only son-in-law. She's like, you're
red flag.
And I'm always like, well, cool, because you're my favorite mother-in-law.
Awesome. You know what?
That's so it works out by default. Back. So we talk shit. I've said some shit to my mother. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to kill
awesome,
me.
Awesome, dude. Okay.
It's fun.
Okay, so those were our lists, ladies and gentlemen, again. We tried to toss it all over the place. So it was more encompassing over both roles and male and female aspect.
And I'm sure we missed stuff.
We missed a lot. And if you guys agree on any of these, please let us know. Like, those are the things we want. And fuck it. That's all I got to toss out our media
stuff. And I hate to say this, but sorry, Raider fans. But it's my life, all man. Right, it's weird.
There you go. You know what? No, I'm not fucking sorry.
Know your stats.
You fans are a certain people. And you know what? You Dodgers fans are too, but it's okay.
Know your stats. Wow. No, let's go into this. Okay, go. What is up?
All right, man. RG, where can our listeners, our audience, find you on Instagram, Twitter, anywhere?
Okay, so our listeners can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. They can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can find us on Twitter, of course, RG Flores on Twitter, and
you guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter, and that's all we do.
Oh, and we're also on Twitter if you have Deep Dives R on Twitter.
Oh, fuck me, yes. I'm like, fuck, we do have something else. Okay, yes, we are at Deep Dives R on Twitter, guys.
Yes, and also if you want to email us, just have like a direct connection, send us a question or anything you want to tell us about. Our email address is deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com.
And you know what, dude? I'm going to do an company Twitter poll this weekend. When we release the episode,
okay,
I'll do the Twitter poll. That way it makes more sense to people.
Another thing to remind you, like, I'm loving that people, like, jump in and have ask questions or have their opinions and all that. But just remember, just so we can keep on track of it and it's easier for us, make sure to hit us up on those sites specifically.
Yeah.
Just so everything's more in a clean slate. You know, hit us up on Instagram, hit us up on all the sites we hit us on.
And hashtag deep dives and rabbit holes. We did homework on this podcast. And let's not talk about it. Are you going to hang back for the other one?
Yeah, why not? I'm here anyway.
All right, cool. All right, guys. Again, thanks for the love, for the support so far. We do see it, and we have a little bit more to talk about, and we will catch you guys when we catch you.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
Late.